Good morning, everyone, or evening, whatever the case may be. Good to see everyone, and we'll speak to the Lord in prayer. God and Father, we come to thee today in the name of the Lord Jesus, and that we're glad to know that it's another time for the making known of the gospel and of thy great plan of salvation. And as our desire that anyone who is listening in, who cannot look back to the time when they turned from their sin and trusted in the Lord Jesus for salvation, that this might be the day when they would take that important step of repentance and faith. And we pray that thou would help us as we read the scriptures, how very important that is as we read the Bible, that we take heed to it, because that's the word of God, and we pray thy blessing upon it. We think of people who would like to be on here today, and perhaps some are not able to be, some may be unwell, and we pray thou wilt restore them, and some may be traveling and working, and we pray that thou wilt draw near, keep them safe, and we pray thy help then for us now as we continue with reading thy word and making known the gospel message. We pray that thou wilt help us as we seek to preach it and interpret. We pray thy help today to make the message clear and plain for everyone, and that the name of the Lord Jesus will be glorified and honoured in this time together. We ask it in the worthy and precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Is it good? Well, good to see everyone again, and we're going to open the scriptures now, the word of God, and we're going to read from the epistle to the Romans in chapter 5, and we're reading today from verses 6 to 9. I'll read it in English, and then Raquel will read it in Tagalog. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 9. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
So ating basahin sa aklat ng Roma, chapter 5, verse 6 to 9. Verse 6, nang wala tayong kakayahang makaligtas sa kaparusahan, namatay si Kristo para sa ating mga kasalanan sa panahong itinakda ng Diyos. Verse 7, bihira ang taong mag-aalay ng kanyang buhay para sa isang taong matuwid. Bagamat maaaring mayroong maglakas loob na ibigay ang kanyang buhay para sa isang mabuting tao. Verse 8, subalit ipinakita ng Diyos sa atin ang kanyang pag-ibig sa ganitong paraan. Kahit noong tayo'y makasalanan pa, namatay si Kristo para sa atin. Verse 9, at ngayon, itinuring na tayong matuwid sa pamamagitan ng dugo ni Kristo, tiyak na maliligtas tayo sa poot ng Diyos.
The Bible verses we have just read together from the Epistle to the Romans are a few of many wonderful gospel verses continued in that epistle concerning the gospel of God, the gospel of Christ, and of his great work at the cross, for sinners to be forgiven and saved from judgment.
Ang mga talata sa Biblia na ating binasa mula sa aklat ng Roma ay ilan lamang sa napakaraming kahangahangang ebanghelyo na nilalaman ng aklat na ito, patungkol sa ebanghelyo ng Diyos, ang ebanghelyo ni Kristo, at ang kanyang dakilang gawa sa krus upang mapatawad ang makasalanan at maligtas sa kaparusahan.
God knew that Adam's original disobedience to God would cause all the human race to be born sinners. That is, to be born with a sin nature. As we read in verse 6, when we were yet without strength, this means that in ourselves we have no strength to lift ourselves out of the sinful condition in which we were born. And we just continue sinning against God more and more and are therefore guilty before God.
Alam ng Diyos na nang sinuway ni Adan ang kanyang salita, ito ay nagdulot ng kapahamakan. At ang lahat ng tao sa sanlibutan ay ipinanganak na makasalanan. Kung kaya taglay natin ang makasalanang kalikasan, ating nabasa sa verse 6, nang tayo ay walang kakayahan o mahina, ang ibig sabihin ay sa ating sarili, wala tayong kakayahan na itaas ang ating sarili sa makasalanang kalagayan, kung saan tayo ay isinilang. At patuloy tayong nagkakasala sa Diyos, kung kaya tayo ay tinuring na makasalanan sa harap ng Diyos.
If any remain in that condition as guilty sinners, Colossians chapter 1 verse 21 tells us that as far as God is concerned, you remain as his enemies in your mind by wicked works. So our sin is a very serious matter, and any effort to stop sinning will not work.
Ang sinumang manatili sa makasalanang kalagayan, sa aklat ng Kolosas, chapter 1, verse 21, ay nasasaad na tayo ay mananatiling kaaway ng Diyos. Kaya nga, ang ating kasalanan ay napakaseryosong bagay. At anumang pagnanais natin na hindi magkasala ay walang mararating.
We are so very thankful to be able to tell you that in due time Christ died for the ungodly, as verse 6 goes on to say. That due time was God's time. That due time was when the Lord Jesus suffered and died on the cross. Because the Lord Jesus is fully God and became fully man, yet without sin and could not sin, therefore, he did not deserve to die, yet he willingly chose to die for us, the ungodly, the sinners.
Subalit, lubos ang aming pasasalamat na sabihin sa inyo na sa itinakdang panahon, si Kristo ay namatay para sa makasalanan. Sa Roma chapter 5:6, sinasabi, ito ay itinakda ng Diyos nang si Kristo ay nagdusa at namatay sa krus. Sapagkat si Kristo ay totoong Diyos na nagkatawang tao, subalit walang bahid ng kasalanan, sa makatuwid siya ay hindi nararapat na mamatay. Bagkus, pinili niyang mamatay para sa ating mga makasalanan.
Verse 7 draws our attention to the fact that even some human beings are prepared, scarcely, that is on rare occasions, to die for someone whom they consider to be righteous and dares to die for someone who is good, such as a friend or relative who has been good to them. Yet this verse tells us that this is just the limit to which fallen man could go in their love or care for others. In fact, the Lord Jesus indicated that limit when he said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. That's John chapter 15, verse 13.
Sa verse 7 ng chapter 5 ng Roma, ating pansinin ang katotohanang may ilang tao na nakahandang mamatay para sa isang taong inaakala nilang mabuti. Subalit ito ay bibihira. At maaari ding magtangkang mamatay para sa isang mabuting tao gaya ng kaibigan o kamag-anak na naging mabuti sa kanila. Subalit ang mga talatang ito ay nagpapahayag na may hangganan ang pagpapakita ng pagmamahal at pag-aaruga ng makasalanang tao para sa kanilang kapwa, para sa kanilang kapwa. Ang Panginoong Jesus mismo ay nagpahiwatig ng limitasyong ito ng kanyang sabihin, walang pag-ibig na hihigit pa kaysa pag-ibig ng isang taong nag-aalay ng buhay para sa kanyang mga kaibigan. Ang mga talatang ito ay matatagpuan sa aklat ng Juan, chapter 15, verse 13.
In verse 8, we see God's great love for us and the proof of that love, in contrast to those limits of man's kindness and love. Verse 8 begins with the important word but, to tell us about the great and limitless love of Christ.
Sa verse 8, makikita natin ang dakilang pag-ibig ng Diyos at ang patunay nito, at ang kaibahan ng may hangganang kabutihan at pagmamahal ng isang tao. Ang verses 8 ay nagsimula sa mahalagang salitang subalit na nagpapahayag ng dakila at walang hanggang pag-ibig ng Diyos.
God is able to commend His own love toward us because He loved us with a love we certainly did not deserve. In fact, He loved us even before we existed. Even though He knew that we would be born sinners and would be at enmity with Him.
May kakayahang ipakita o ipahayag ng Diyos ang kanyang pagmamahal sa atin, kahit na tayo ay hindi karapat-dapat. Minahal tayo ng Diyos bago pa man tayo isilang sa mundo, at kahit nalalaman niya na tayo ay makasalanan at magiging kanyang kaaway.
Yes, it was out of love for you and me that Christ suffered and bled and died for our sins on the cross. The Lord Jesus Christ paid the price when He suffered in the 3 hours of darkness on the cross. We know that because at the end of those 3 hours, before He died, He cried out these words, "It is finished." That's John chapter 19, verse 30.
Oo, dahilan sa pagmamahal ni Kristo sa iyo at sa akin, kung kaya siya ay nagdusa, nagbuhos ng dugo at namatay sa krus para sa ating mga kasalanan. Binayaran ng Panginoong Jesus ang buong halaga ng ating kasalanan nang siya ay magdusa sa 3 oras ng kadiliman na bumalot sa sanlibutan nang siya ay nakapako sa krus. At bago siya namatay, sumigaw siya ng tapos na. Ito'y matatagpuan sa aklat ng Juan, chapter 19, verse 30.
God accepted that sacrifice of the Lord Jesus on the cross, and that was proved in that God raised Him, the Lord Jesus, from the dead. Acts chapter 13, verse 30.
Tinanggap ng Diyos ang pag-aalay ng Panginoong Jesus sa krus, at ang patunay nito ay ang pagkabuhay na muli ni Jesus mula sa mga patay. Ito ay mababasa natin sa aklat ng Gawa, chapter 13, verse 30.
We find in verse 9 that God has much more to tell us about what the Lord Jesus has done at the cross. In paying the price our sins deserve, we read in this verse that you will be justified by His blood. To be justified means not only to be forgiven, but totally cleared of the guilt of your sin once and for all. But you have to repent, that is, turn away from your sin and place your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ alone to save you. Because by laying down His life and shedding His blood, He made salvation available to all.
So verse 9, ipinahayag ng Diyos na hindi lamang binayaran ng Panginoong Jesus ang halaga na nararapat para sa ating mga kasalanan. Mababasa din natin sa mga talatang ito na tayo ay itinuring na matuwid sa pamamagitan ng kanyang dugo. Ibig sabihin, hindi lamang pinatawad ang ating mga kasalanan, bagkus ganap na nilinis at inalis ang mga pagkakasala. Subalit tayo ay nararapat na magsisi, magtiwala, at manampalataya lamang sa Panginoong Hesukristo para sa ating kaligtasan. Sapagkat nangialay niya ang kanyang buhay at ibinuhos ang dugo, ang kaligtasan ay maaaring makuha ng lahat.
Here is another verse that tells us of the way that God wants to bring us to himself and to clear us from the guilt of our sin by justifying us. And it's 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. For Christ also hath suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God.
Narito ang iba pang talatang nagpapahayag na nais ng Diyos na maalis ang ating pagkakasala at maging matuwid at mapalapit sa Kanya. Sa unang Pedro chapter 3 verse 18 ay mababasa nating, sapagkat si Kristo na walang kasalanan ay namatay para sa inyo na makasalanan upang iharap tayo sa Diyos.
Many people who choose to continue in their sin in unbelief and refuse to repent and be saved will suffer God's judgment eternally. It is not because God never loved them, but because they have rejected the Lord Jesus and his love. They left it too late. They die in their sins, unforgiven, and remain guilty in God's sight.
Maraming tao na pinili ang magpatuloy sa kanilang mga kasalanan, sa kawalan ng paniniwala, at tumangging magsisi at maligtas. Ang mga taong ito ay magdudusa sa walang hanggang paghuhukom at kahatulan ng Diyos. Hindi sa dahilang hindi sila minahal ng Diyos, bagkus tinanggihan nila ang pag-ibig ng Panginoong Jesus hanggang sa huling sandali. Namatay silang walang kapatawaran at nanatiling makasalanan sa harap ng Diyos.
With great concern, we must warn you that the matter of getting saved is very urgent. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, we read, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Now the Lord Jesus could come at any moment and take all saved people to be with him in heaven. So are you ready for that moment?
Kami ay nagmamalasakit at nagbababala na ang bagay ng pagkakaroon ng kaligtasan ay napakahalaga. Nakasulat sa unang Tesalonika ang mga talatang ito. Sa unang Tesalonika chapter 4 verse 16 hanggang 17. Sa araw na iyon, kasabay ng malakas na utos, ng tinig ng arkanghel at ng tunog ng trumpeta ng Diyos, bababa ang Panginoon mula sa langit. Ang mga namatay na sumasampalataya kay Kristo ay bubuhayin muna. Pagkatapos, tayo namang mga buhay, tayo namang mga buhay pa at natitira ay titipunin sa alapaap kasama ang mga binuhay upang salubungin ang Panginoon sa himpapawid. Sa gayon, makakapiling natin siya magpakailanman. Ang Panginoong Hesus ay muling magbabalik anumang sandali at dadalhing lahat ang taong ligtas upang makasama niya sa kalangitan. Kayo ba ay nakahanda sa sandaling iyon?
Romans chapter 5 verse 9 tells us that we shall be saved from wrath through him, but those who are not saved will be left behind on the earth after the Lord returns and will face the terrible wrath of God when he judges the world for its sin. Not only that, but there follows the judgment of God in hell and the lake of fire for ever and ever. This is why the Lord Jesus suffered on the cross. Do you see now how much he loves you and longs to save you from those terrible judgments?
Sa ating mga talatang binasa, sa aklat ng Roma chapter 5 verse 9, ay nagpapahayag na tayo ay maliligtas sa puot ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ni Kristo. Subalit, ang mga taong hindi ligtas ay maiiwan sa mundo pagkatapos ng pagbabalik ng Panginoon at haharapin nila ang nakapangingilabot na puot ng Diyos sa paghatol sa mundo at sa kasalanan nito. Hindi lamang iyan, kasunod nito ay ang paghatol ng Diyos sa mga makasalanan sa impyerno at dagat-dagatang apoy, magpasawalang hanggan. Naisip niyo ba na kaya naghirap at namatay ang Panginoong Hesus sa krus ay upang ipakita ang kanyang pagmamahal at iligtas kayo sa nakakikilabot na kahatulan ng kasalanan?
That step of turning from sin and receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior needs to be taken now. Then you will be saved from coming judgment and be cleared of your guilt before God. Why not take that step today?
Ang hakbang ng pagtalikod sa kasalanan at pagtanggap sa Panginoong kay Jesus bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas ay kailangang gawin ngayon. At kayo ay maliligtas sa darating na paghahatol at malilinis sa mga makasalanan sa harap ng Diyos. Bakit hindi mo gawin ang hakbang na ito ngayon?
Now in closing, I will read in English John chapter 3 and verse 16, and then Raquel will read it in Tagalog, and then we'll close in prayer. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Sa aklat ni Juan, chapter 3, verse 16, ay ating mababasa ang mga talatang ito, sapagkat gayon na lamang ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa sangkatauhan o sanlibutan, kaya't ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na anak upang ang sinumang sumampalataya sa kanya ay hindi mapahamak kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
Shall we pray? God and Father, we come to thee again at the close of our little time together, looking at thy word and thinking of the gospel. We thank thee that the gospel is the gladdest news that anyone can hear. Now that the sin and the condemnation that they have can be removed and lifted if they'll turn from their sin and trust completely in the Lord Jesus and his work upon the cross and his precious blood to cleanse them from sin and to remove the guilt of their sin from them. Many of us on this call have known and can look back to that moment in our lives when we took that great step of faith and trust in the Lord Jesus and turned from sin. And we pray today that thou would help anyone who's never taken that step of faith, who cannot look back to that moment when they were saved. We thank thee that to be saved is a change of destiny. And no longer will they have to face the judgment of God in hell and eternally in those awful places. And we pray that no one will go on in their sin, but we'll see their need to turn from the Lord Jesus and know forgiveness of sins, peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we may meet them in heaven when we go to meet our Lord Jesus and be with him forever. Or we pray that thou would speak to every heart today and meet the need as we've heard the gospel again. And we pray that many may turn to the Lord Jesus today, especially any on the call in that condition. So we thank thee for this time together, and we ask all these things in the name of our risen Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.